Good morning. Welcome. This is Ephesus Baptist Church. It's God's house. He's provided it for us to come and to worship Him. And I ask you, are you glad you're part of the family of God?
Amen.
Amen indeed. We're so glad. If you choose to spend more money than you earn, eventually you will be bankrupt. If you choose to miss work frequently, eventually you will be unemployed. If you choose to eat too much, eventually you will gain weight. And if you choose to neglect your spouse, eventually it may cost you your marriage. You know, Dr. Adrian Rogers said, "You are free to choose, yet you are not free to not choose. And you are not free to choose the consequences of your choice." I hope you paid attention to that. You're free to choose, but you're not free to not choose. You have to make a choice, but you cannot choose the consequences of your choice. Some choices in our life are trivial, and some are critical. In the spiritual realm, when choices are critical or when choices are sinful, there are eternal consequences. The title of the sermon is Sin Has Consequences, and I'm sure that seems kind of simplistic to you, but I think we need to remind ourselves that the wages of sin are death. We need to remind ourselves that regardless of the sin, there will be consequences. And I think too often we know that in our subconscious, but we do not fully comprehend it when we make some of the choices that we make. I want us to turn in our Bibles today to our text, which is found in Ruth chapter 1. Verses 1 through 5. And I invite you to follow along in your Bible as I read Ruth chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephratites from Bethlehem, Judah, and they went to Moab and lived there. Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. After they had lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband. May God add His blessing to our reading, hearing, and studying of His Word. You know, usually we think of the book of Ruth being about the story of Ruth, and it is about the history of this woman who moved with her mother-in-law back to Israel. But I want us to look at these first five verses and to look at them from the standpoint of choices that Elimelech made and the effects that those choices had upon his family. We have the choices and we see the consequences suffered as a result of Elimelech's actions. Life became difficult in Bethlehem, Judah, where he lived, and so he chose to move his family to Moab. And after the move came down, that there began a downward spiral of events which impacted each member of his family. You know, you've heard the saying, I'm sure, I think I've said it once or twice from this pulpit that sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you far more than you want to pay. And we'll see the truth in this saying in our message today. But let's begin with the sinful choices. Why would anyone make a sinful choice? Well, unfortunately, there are as many reasons as there are people in this world. But what was the reason for the sinful choice made in our text? Well, we read that there was a famine, or of course, a shortage of food in the land of Judah, where Elimelech and his family lived. And this was also the time when judges rule the nation of Israel. If you look at the book of Judges, chapter 21, verse 25, you read, "In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as he saw fit." This was a time of lawlessness, idolatry, false religion, theft, drunkenness, homosexuality, sexual perversion, violence, and national division. And it sounds very much like the society in which we live today. We've seen the headlines and we know what type of society it is in which we live. We live in a time when men and women do what is right in their own eyes. And unfortunately, in our country today, in man's eyes, it's all right for a man and woman to live together without being married. In man's eyes, it's all right for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman. In man's eyes, it's okay for someone to get drunk and have, quote, a good time. In man's eyes, it's okay for people to use illegal drugs. I heard on the radio coming up here to church today that in Oklahoma, where they legalized marijuana, recreational marijuana, they sold $5 million worth the first week of this new year. It's in man's eyes, it's okay to commit adultery. In man's eyes, it's okay to kill unborn babies. And though these things may be okay in man's eyes, I am here to tell you, and God's word will tell you, it is not okay in God's eyes. And there are consequences for such actions as were being conducted in Moab at this time and are being conducted and committed in our society. Many times in the Bible, famine was a means of discipline from God. When His people disobeyed Him and turned their back on Him, there would often be a time of famine. And Elimelech and his family were enduring the famine at this time. Now, we don't know from historical or biblical scholarly work whether Elimelech and his family were committing sins and whether they were contributing to the famine. Most scholars don't believe so. They were just a family living in Bethlehem, Judah, at a time of a famine. And when difficulty comes, we often make decisions without consulting God. We've talked about this before. You know, we have the mentality, the self-help mentality, that I can do it. I don't need help. I don't want help. And in some situations, we disobey God and go our own way. And you may have faced a time of discipline in your life because of your disobedience to God. And as a result, you may have walked away from God and now you're dwelling in a place of sinfulness. And I can tell you, if that is true, then consequences are heading your way. So because of this famine, Elimelech left Bethlehem for Moab. Moab was located just across the Jordan River, east of the Promised Land, but it was inhabited by people who worshiped pagan gods, and it was an evil and wicked city, as historians have recorded. You know, in Bethlehem, Elimelech and his family worshiped in the temple. They brought their offerings to the altar. They kept the feast commanded by the Mosaic law. But in Moab, they were totally isolated from anything related to God. This man took his family away from the things of the Lord and brought them to a city midst wickedness and evil. So what are the results of the sinful choices that we make and that Elimelech made? Well, first of all, I can tell you, you do not sin in a vacuum. Your sin will have an impact on others, especially your family. We've talked about this before. People who drink and drive, who are controlled, who have alcohol as one of the idols in their life. People will say, well, if that's what they want to do with their life, I can't help it, so be it. But they may affect your life. They may kill you on the road. They may kill your family. They may kill members of their own family. You never sin in a vacuum. And we have Elimelech here, whose wife was Naomi, and his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. And I'm sure if you'd ask Elimelech, now why did you move your family from Bethlehem, where you were active in the church and where you followed the commands of the Mosaic law? And I'm sure he would tell you that the move was made in order to help his family. But that is not what happened. Life became difficult in Bethlehem. Elimelech made the choice to flee the place that God had given him, and he chose to move to a wicked land filled with pagans and wickedness and idol worship. And he subjected his family to activities and sites from which he should have been protecting them. His choices endangered his whole family. And if you read the book of Ruth, and many of you have, you'll find out that his choices had a lasting impact on his family. Both of his sons married pagan women. By the time the story of Ruth is just beginning, we know that Elimelech is dead, Mahlon is dead, Chilion is dead, and Naomi is devastated by the loss of her family. And I ask you to look at your life and make an honest decision. Have you turned away from the Lord? Have you faced difficulties in your life and fled and gave up on God instead of going to Him and asking for help? Do you think you're only hurting yourself? Well, if you do, you are certainly wrong. Whatever sinful choices are made, there are always consequences that affect you and me as we make those choices and affect others in our lives. Well, what were these consequences? I think we can use the saying that I mentioned at the beginning of the message to look at the consequences that impacted Elimelech and his family and can impact us. First, we said that sin will take us further or farther than we want to go. Elimelech and his family left Bethlehem, traveled to Moab, a land of wickedness. And I'm sure, or I feel sure, Elimelech did not plan on staying long. Maybe he intended to wait out the famine and then head back to Bethlehem, Judah. But regardless of his plans, once they got there, once they began living in this city of evil and wickedness, they remained there. Our text said they continued to live there. You may have turned from the Lord. You may have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, and now you have turned your back upon him. And regardless of the reason, you know that you need to return. And unfortunately, you believe that you must clean up your life before you can go back to God. I'm here to tell you, you don't. What do we know? God forgives and God forgets. But you feel like, well, I have to take some things, I have some things to take care of, and I'll return to God. But then you begin to feel like, well, it's impossible. I've turned my back on him. I accepted him as my Savior. I promised to be a faithful follower. I've turned my back on him. Now I am doing these sinful things that I know I should not be doing, and it's just impossible to go back. Well, no, it isn't. It's simple. All you have to do is turn around, and there will be God with open arms saying, come back to me. But too often, we make up excuses that we may think are valid. We may really, truly think, well, I've got to do this before I can go back to the church. I've got to do this before I can go back to the Lord. But you don't do that, so what you are doing is abiding in sin. You have gone to a place of sinfulness and are continuing there, as Elimelech and his family did. But believe me, you won't stay in one place, in one plateau, so to speak, of your life. Things will continue to spiral downward and downward and downward. They never get better when we turn to sin as opposed to following the Lord. And certainly, if we are not saved and we turn and we do not accept Christ as Savior, the ultimate spiraling down will be down into hell. That's where we will spend eternity. The more you live in this sinful condition, the worse it will get. The longer you live in the world, the more like the world you will become. Some of us has ventured into the land of backsliding. We have been faithful servants. We have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We have said, God, thank you for your gift of salvation. And now we have fallen back into the old sinful ways that we may have been used to before our conversion. Trouble comes into our life and we wander away from God. We've gone further than we ever thought we would go from the God who loves us. This is one of the consequences of sin. Another is sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. Elimelech stayed until he died in Moab. And now his family is left to pick up the pieces of their lives. His sons are already immersed in the wicked culture of Moab, and they chose to marry women from Moab, which is a direct violation of the Mosaic law. We never intend to remain in a backsliding condition for a long period of time. We're going to change. We're going to change tomorrow. We're going to change Wednesday. We're going to start coming to Bible study. We're going to change on the second Thursday. We're going to start witnessing and visiting for the Lord, but we continue in our sinful ways. So another consequence of sin is it keeps you longer than you want to stay. And a third consequence is that sin will cost you more than you ever want to pay. Elimelech, Mahlon, and Chilion all died. Naomi is devastated. She and her two daughters, Ruth and Orpah, are left desolate. And then in that society, the lowest, the poorest of the poor were the widows who had no children to care for them. These women were left with nothing but desolation and discouragement and defeat in their lives. The consequences can all be traced back to the sinful choice, one after another. The choice to move to a wicked city, the choice to stay there, the choice to marry into their society. Elimelech faced a time of difficulty, and the choices he made had a huge impact, not only on him, but on his entire family for the rest of their lives. And the question this morning is, have you faced a time of difficulty and made a sinful choice to deal with that difficulty? Have you left God's house and entered into a world of sinfulness? Do you realize you may be taking your family to a place of danger and severe consequences because of your actions? But more importantly, the question is, do you know that you can make things right today? You can leave the land of the backsliders and return to the Lord. Now, if you're lost, if you are dead in your sins, you will face the severe consequences of eternal damnation if you do not accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you are a convert, if you are a believer, but you have backslidden, then you will face the pain of the chastising hand of God. But you can come back into the fold if you've backslidden. You just turn around, and there's God, and you say, God, forgive me. Why I ever thought I could do it without you, why I ever made a sinful choice, I don't know, but please forgive me. And he will, and he'll accept you back. And if you have never accepted him as Lord and Savior, then you can do so. There are consequences, painful consequences to sinful choices, but there's a better way. Turn back to Jesus if you've accepted him, and if not, come forward and accept him today as we sing a hymn of invitation, number 415, moment by moment.